This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
It is New Year's Eve, so it's almost time for New York City to do its big ball drop. Technically not a ball, but a geodesic sphere weighing around 12,000 pounds. And there's plenty of technology in the thing, including LED light bulbs. A lot of them.
32,256. And I would use the word approximately before that.
That's John Trowbridge, production manager for Times Square New Year's Eve. Been doing it for 18 years, and he says all the engineering equipment that makes the ball work, it kind of comes from the neighborhood.
My background and the technology that we use is very theatrical-based, so the same sort of automation and winches and motors that you would find on a Broadway show are used to raise and lower the ball on New Year's Eve, just sort of on a grand scale.
This tradition actually dates back to the 19th century when a ball on New York's Western Union Building would drop every day so people could synchronize their watches. Timekeeping technology has come a long way since then, though. Trowbridge says these days there's no wishy-washy ball dropping. No way.
I can guarantee 100% that for the last 18 years, the ball has been 100% accurate on time. The way that I can guarantee you that is I'm synced to the atomic clock in Colorado via the GPS satellite system.